Well, Graham, you've been back in the team last 2 or 3 weeks after a thumb injury. You've managed to take your chance. Some good knocks, actually, in the last few matches and a couple of half centuries as well.
Yeah, it's gone okay. I mean, I think obviously you'd like bigger scores. I think more than anything, they just start, but can't complain with how it's gone. I'm pleased to get back, myself back into the team, and things have gone okay.
Against Yorkshire a couple of weeks ago down at Headingley in difficult circumstances, you look quite comfortable there. You got a 50 last week against Surrey and another one today.
Yeah, I think it's a good platform to start from now. Yorkshire was some tough situations I was put under there, but again, two starts, disappointing not to go on. And then the last two games here, two 50s. I would have liked to have gone and got a bigger score, but yeah, pretty pleased with how it's gone so far.
It was a little bit dicey this afternoon just after you were out and Ben Stokes were out. Durham were 183, I think, for 7, and you're wondering, would they get over the line and get to a 200 and get a batting point? As it is, you've done it. Probably go on and maybe get a second batting point now. Fourth is now guaranteed for Durham for the second year in a row. You're going to finish above Surrey, which is a little bit of good news because the players get a £27,000 prize boost for that.
Yeah, that's great news. I mean, I think credit goes to Richo and Bryden, who batted brilliant there in that last session, and also Ben, who put us in a good position in the middle session. So, yeah, the lads are chuffed with it, but don't want to look too far ahead now. We've still got a job to do in this game, and let's just take it one day at a time and see how it goes.
Yeah, and credit to Bryden Cost, as you say, and Michael Richardson. Michael's had a really horrible season for one reason or the other. He's had the world on his shoulders, but to come out there today on a pitch like that, offering so much for the spinners and for him to be able to knuckle down and get a 50 on the board as well, is great for him. It's his second half century in the last 2 or 3 weeks as well.
Yeah, he played brilliantly well, and like I say, we needed it as well, so we stepped up and got us over that line to get us fourth. But his job's not done yet, and I think he knows that, so he'll come back tomorrow and be hungry to do more.
I know every time I've been speaking to John Lewis in recent weeks and talking about next season and who's going to be playing where, given, of course, the fact that Mark Stoneman is leaving and Scott Borthwick's leaving, he mentions your name every time, and I suppose you're putting out a good message to him what you are capable of. You've had a few chances in the first team, you know, showing what you can do.
Yeah, I just want to sort of try and stake a claim, really. I've played a few games now and still haven't quite nailed my position. So I suppose now I'm just going to take this last knock to try and really push my case for next year and try and get myself in that starting 11.
And you were given a new contract a few weeks ago as well, which I suppose helps to settle you down.
Yeah, definitely. There's always a bit of pressure when you're in the last year of your contract. But now to sign a new deal for another 2 years is a big relief. And hopefully now I can just focus on my game and start progressing.
Came in at 4 today. Happy with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm happy to bat wherever needed, really. I've spent some time opening the second team and batted middle order through my career, so wherever the captain needs me to bat, I'm happy to go.
As far as this game's concerned, it's you're out of the relegation scrap. Interestingly, Lancashire had a chance of finishing fourth today as well. You've got that position. They could still go down. Hampshire could go down. Warwick could go down. And you could play your part in who goes down.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot riding on this game, and obviously a lot riding on the Lancashire-Warwickshire game, so we're not too fussed about what happens in the other game. We're just focused on this match now and trying to get the best result possible for us, which is obviously a win.